Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Thomas Abraham James, who's co-founder, president and CEO of Pulsar Helium. How are you today, Thomas?
Doing well, Zach. Nice to be back. It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it, all those titles?
Good to speak again, and good to see a firm share price. We already know that we're in the imminent run-up to drilling, 2nd of February. What can you tell us about what's going on since we've last spoken?
Yeah, it's been quite a busy period over the festive season. Very productive. The main one was that we announced last week that the closing of the finance. So we went out there to raise just over $4 million Canadian dollars, and that was successful. We're still waiting for final exchange approval with the lead investor who's come in to take a position. It'll be for 16.7% ownership. It's really great to have their support, and to have that full bank account really means that with that upcoming drill program and then the activities afterwards, we can just really just blaze on through. They're in a good financial position. So that was the main one. And then with, a new director joining us to the board, Mr. Brice Lorraine, I think that we're in a very good position with drilling being imminent. What is it? It's 22nd today, and the 2nd of February is incredibly close.
So apart from your new director helping to answer phone calls from shareholders, etc., what else will he be bringing to the table?
Yeah, it brings a good skill set to the group, which is he's got a financial background, but also particularly with the debt markets. And that could be really helpful. So particularly that should we have that success case scenario, we then look forward towards potential development. Of course, there'll be capital costs associated with that. So his experience with the debt markets, I think, will be very helpful. A new string to the bow.
And clearly, we are very imminent, as I said, on drilling. This is going to be obviously quite exciting. You've just raised the money. And also, the people who have you've raised the money from, they are locked in over the drilling period. So there shouldn't be too much volatility in terms of the share price, etc.
Yeah, it's a great show of support to come into this private placement. The Canadian securities rules that this placement is escrowed for 4 months and 1 day. So that will encapsulate the drill program. So wonderful level of support there and faith in the work program. And the number of shares that the company actually has trading is still quite minimal. Directors and management were all escrowed for quite a period of time. So was it the first shares become unlocked after 18 months after listing, which is not until, was it sometime next year? And then ultimately not until fully released until 3 years after the listing. Now, considering we only listed on the 15th of August last year, then that's quite some time. So what we hope is that with our new investors coming in, being escrowed over the drill period, with the key individuals running the company, myself included, we're all escrowed for a considerable period of time. So we like to think that would pass on to the market that we all have a great deal of faith in the assets that Pulsar has. But yes, now with the drilling, the 2nd of February, so the rig will obviously scheduled to arrive before that period of time. The drill bit is expected to start turning on the 2nd, but everything's in place. So we've we've even got down to levels of detail of what are we eating type thing. Everything else seems to be sorted out. I personally will be on site for the entire period of time. We're going to have obviously some of our key staff members there, and then also inviting key stakeholders from the local community to come and see it with their own eyes as well. So to be very transparent. And we think that with the drilling, with the jet stream number one, as the hole is named, that one we should have everything. I'd anticipate with about 4 weeks from commencement of drilling. So sometime late February, early March is when we should be able to say to everybody what the results of that drill are.
And I suppose it can't be overemphasized how important it will be to have that helium show, have that helium there, and the demand for it is just immense.
Really is. I mean, we have to emphasize that we're drilling really within 20 meters, 100 feet of the original discovery. So that was drilled and hit a free gas phase that came up to surface and had 10.5% helium in it, which is just stonking. It really is a remarkable helium concentration there. So the intention is that we replicate that. We'll be drilling deeper. And then also, once the drilling is completed, and we'll then be bringing in a group, Baker Hughes, they'll be coming in to then do the well testing. So we'd have all that information that one would anticipate in terms of flow rates, pressure testing, gas concentration, and then all the other associated downhole tools there. So we should have an awful lot more information than we presently have on the reservoir characteristics. But yes, I mean the timing is exceedingly good. The helium shortage shows no signs of abating. It's with also with the Red Sea there, with ships being diverted, further complicates matters. And no new sources of helium coming online yet. All the technologies that we enjoy and are heavily reliant on it. So from the semiconductors, MRI scanning, fiber optic cables, space launch, you name it. So no, we think that, and also the asset being in the USA, the world's largest consumer of helium, it's ideal. Particularly also being in the Midwest there, it's quite accessible to get product from there to wherever it needs to be in the contiguous United States. I think with the USA helium production in decline and has been in decline for a while, I think that should we be successful, then it would be very well received.
Well, I suppose you've also vindicated or will vindicate being listed in Canada. That might have been a slightly a sort of quirky move for some, but it seems that everything is facing in that direction. Looking west, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, look, Canada's the right place to be. Ultimately, the flagship asset is in North America. The TSXV, obviously known for this type of company, for resource early stage resource companies, but then also on top of that, there's quite a lot of well, not a lot of, but there's a few other helium companies there as well. So people can then, they've got something to compare us to. So, and I think that's valuable.
Well, we look forward to speaking after February the 2nd and seeing where you are. And in the meantime, Thomas Abraham James, thank you very much indeed.
Well, next time perhaps we'll speak from our cabin in the woods there in northern Minnesota. So I look forward to that one, Zach.
Cheers, Thomas.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.